Left off over here on Daled Amud Beis, and if you remember on Daled Amud Aleph, the Gemara spent a long time collecting the Tanoim that held Yesh Eim LeMikra, that we follow the way the Pasuk is pronounced, not the what should have been the absolute, you know, literal reading based on the way it's spelled, on our Masorah of spelling it. No, we follow the way the Pasuk is pronounced. But now over here on Daled Amud Beis, and that's what the Gemara said, that was actually the heart of the Machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon as to how many Dayanim you need in Dinei Mamonos. Is it three or is it five? Revolves around this Machlekes, whether Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesoros. Now over here on Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara reverses its tactics, and the Gemara claims everyone holds Yesh Eim LeMikra. Everyone holds you follow the way the Pasuk is pronounced, not the way that it is written in the Torah according to the Masorah. And the Gemara goes back and reinterprets all of those disputes that we made on Daled Amud Aleph between whether we claimed the Nekudas HaMachlekes was Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesoros, and we collected Tanoim that held Yesh Eim LeMikra. Now the Gemara reverses the course, and the Gemara assumes everyone holds Yesh Eim LeMikra, and we reinterpret all of those Machlekes. But then the Gemara reverses course again. About two-thirds of the way down on Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara says, "Udekuli alma yesh eim lemikra." Really, everyone holds yesh eim lemikra. Vatanya l'taytafos l'taytafos l'taytafos. It says three times in the Chumash: once in Parshas Bai, once in Parshas Voschanan, and once in Parshas Akev. Describes the tefillin shalrosh as l'taytafos. Two times the Gemara says is written chaser without any vavs. One time it's written mole with two vavs. Sarekan arba divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says this is four batim, you know, four parts of the shel rosh. As we know, the shel yad is one bias. The shel rosh is made up of four different compartments. That where do we get a mesira? You know, where does that come from? That comes from here. L'taytafos. That's two. That's, you know, in belush and yachid. That's two. Even though it's red, it's pronounced yeshem lemikra would be l'taytafos. Would be two, four, six. He says, no, l'taytafos, since it's written chaser, we follow the Messiah, yeshem l'messiah, of the way it's written, that's one. L'taytafos, again, that's two. And then l'taytafos, that's male, with two vavs, that's b'losh and rabim, that's two. That's the, you know, sacha kol is four. Harei kan arba, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, you see, holds yeshem l'messiah, we follow the way that the pasuk is spelled, the word is spelled, not the way that it is pronounced. And then the Gemara, you know, hems and haws and comes up with some sort of compromise that if it has to do with a missing vav, then yeshem lemikra, the rest of the sugya over here. But this line over here in the Gemara is somewhat problematic or disturbing, because as Tosfos notes, over here, Divrei Maaser L'Taytafos, and it appears in the Gilyon of the Gemara, if you have the Hagos V'Tziyunim in the more modern Gemaras, it appears over there, that our version of the Torah does not have these two words, chaser and one mole. In fact, we don't have either. It's like neither one. I mean, we don't have any l'taytafos that has two vavs in our Sifrei Torah. And we have two out of three that have one vav. And one that has no vavs. So we have, I don't know, what would that be, five. We have two mole, one chaser. And even the mole is not the same mole as the Gemara. It's not two vavs, it's only one vav. There's no one, we never have a vav in between the pay and the tough. It's only l'taytafos with a vav in between the two tesses. L'taytafos. But we have nothing between the pay and the tough. So Tosfos notes this problem. In our Sifrei Torah, we don't have it. He tries to patch up. The Gemara over here on the Gilyon Gemara also notes this problem. We have a similar problem, as he mentioned it earlier, on Daf Daled Amud Aleph, where the Gemara describes the Zrikas Hadam of the Karban Chatas that's brought me b'chutz. So the Pasuk says, Karnois, Karnois, Karnois. Two of them are Mole. No, two of them are Chaser. One is Mole. So the Gemara says, that's four. Karnas, Karnas, Karnois. So it depends whether you follow Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoros. If you follow Yeshem LeMikra, you have six. You follow Yeshem LeMesoros, the way it's spelled, you only have four. But the truth of the matter is, again, in the Gilyon of the Gemara, they note that we don't have this in our Sifrei Torah. In our Sifrei Torah, they're all written Chaser. All of them are Karnas, Karnas, Karnas. How do we have this discrepancy over here? I mean, this is a very disturbing, to say the least. So the Chiddushei HaRan over there on Daf Dalet and Aleph brings up this issue. It says, Mashma Mefurash Mehacha, says the Ran. The Lefum Gemara Tzarech Liyos B'Sifrei Torah Karnois B'Vav B'Parshas Kishaba Kizba the Yochid. That it should really say Karnois, one of them should be Moe. And we don't have that. Because we mix as Mefarshim, Shekaz B'Shem Erev Shmalya, the Loi Ksiv Karnois, Loi B'Michta V'Loi B'Misarev V'Mkenu Tzarechiyin. We don't have it in a Kor Ksiv, nothing. No Karnois. Says the Ran, we find it elsewhere. V'yesh kayoyte b'zeh b'yoyim kalois Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu completed the Melechus HaMishkan, so we have, it's pronounced kalois, but Chazal dashen kalas. That was like a chosen in kala. That b'yoyim kalas Moshe Elohim is HaMishkan. Somehow related to a wedding. When Chazal have so many drushes based on that. So, but we don't have that. We have kalois with a vav. They were assuming it's written kalas and it's pronounced kalois, but it's not. We have kalois with a vav. V'rabaseinu amru de kalas ksiv, but it's not. V'chenu v'bnei apilagshim, we find another example. The Chazal say it's chaser and ours is mole. Because of our Rashba, quote the Ran in the name of the Rashba, the ha havi plugto de medincha umarovi beplugto beben Asher ben Naftali. He says there were two major schools that established the vocalization of the Chumash and the Trups, as you might be familiar with. There was both were in Tveria around the 1900s, 10th century, and both established their own form or their own version of how the Chumash should be vocalized and the system of Nekudos and the symbols of Trup. And there were two different schools. It doesn't mean it developed in the 900s. They devised it on their own. They were probably just recording two different traditions that always existed. One was the tradition of Ben Asher, which became more popular, and then there was the tradition of Ben Naftali. And all of our Nekudos and all of the pronunciations and all of our Trups traced their way back to those two schools of Ben Asher and Ben Naftali. And we find differences between the two. They collect the differences between them. For example, in Parashas Vayetze, the Pasuk has one of the 12 Shvatim whose name is Yisachar. That's how we pronounce it. That's Ben Asher. Ben Naftali pronounced it Yisachar. So some places will read both. At least the first time the name Yisachar appears, we'll lay in both. Both Yisachar, maybe you've heard that once, or Yisachar. We have in the Megillas Esther, V'yeh kol ish Shoyrer Bevesai. Some have Shoyrer Bevesai. So, okay, that's Ben Asher, Ben Naftali. They're two different schools of Nikon. There are many, many differences, most of them in Trup, but some even in pronunciation as well. So the Ran chalks this up to a machlaikas between the two different schools of Masaira, and even though the Gemara has one, we perhaps have adopted the other in our Sifrei Torah. But the truth of the matter is that this is not surprising at all. The fact that our Gemara says Karnas is supposed to be Karnois, you know, we have it to Chaser and the Gemara has it Male, or Toy Tafois, the Gemara has it with a Vav, we have it without a Vav, all of this is not surprising at all, in the slightest, because the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph the following. Also striking. But the Gemara says, Lefichach Nikru Rishonim Seifrim, the original, I guess, Tanoim, Amoroim, were called Seifrim, counters. So how you Seifrim kol ha'oisi shebetorah? They counted all of the letters in the Torah. Shayu Oimrim vav degicha and chetzim shel oisi shel Seifrim Torah. They, you know, were impressed. What was the middle letter? You know, what difference does it make? I don't know. It makes some sort of difference. But they said the vav of Gichon in Parshas Tzav is the middle letter of all of the oisiyos of the Seifrim Torah. So Bar Rav Yosef, Vav de Gichon mehaigi. So they had a tradition that they were an equal number of oisiyos in the Torah. Chazal say there's 600,000 oisiyos in the Torah. It doesn't really add up, but okay. But the even number of oisiyos in the Torah. That's an issue for another time. So the Gemara asks, mehaigi. So which side is it on? Is it on the first half? If it's an even number, again, you can't have a middle letter. So is it from the first, the last of the first half, or the first of the second half? So Amalei Nesi Sefer Torah Amninu. Let's bring a Sefer Torah. We'll count. We'll have a machlekes about it. It's a matter of Metzius. Let's just count. Amalei Inhu Bekiy Bechaseres V'Yaseres Anan Lo Bekeinon. They were Bekiyim in Male and Chaser, they knew when it was supposed to have a Vav, when it wasn't supposed to have a Vav. Anonlah b'kainon, we are not the Bekiyim when it is supposed to have a Vav and when it is not supposed to have a Vav. So you see already, the Gemara tells us, we are not Bucky when it's supposed to be Male, when it's supposed to be Chaser. In the time of the Gemara, the early, they were, you know, early Tanoim, Amarim, they knew when it was supposed to be Male. In our time, already in the time of the Gemara, they were not Bekiyim, Bechaseris V'Yaseris, so we couldn't count the middle letter of the Torah. It could be a Vav when there's supposed to be no Vav, there could be a no Vav when there's supposed to be a Vav, there could be a Yud, no Yud. We don't know. So we know that it's pronounced properly, but we don't necessarily know about the spelling, whether or not it's supposed to be Malay or Chaser. We're not Bekiyim in that. And therefore, says the Gemara, we cannot count. So it is not surprising at all that our Gemara has Latoy Tophos is Mole, we have Karnos is Mole, and we have it Chaser in the Torah. The Gemara already tells us in Masechtas Kiddushin, Anon Loi B'Kainan B'Chaseris V'Yaseris. In fact, the Ramah quotes this Halacha L'Maisa in Hukas Kriyas HaTorah, in Orach Chaim Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Dalin. The Ramah says, if you're laying in Kriyas HaTorah, Rabbi's worst nightmare, and you find it happened to me numerous times, and you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, some Balei Kriya look for it. Sometimes Balei Kriya, whatever it is, and then he continues like this, and continues. I say to such a guy, next time, we don't need you. And I don't need the Sefer Torah checked every time you win. But he gets such hanoah if he finds a mistake. Anyway, so if you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, what do? You take out a new Sefer Torah. Take out a new Sefer Torah. What about if the mistake is a Malay and Chaser, meaning it's supposed to be L'Toy Tafais with one Vav? And like we are at Gamer Sefer is. That's what we normally have. And this guy, the Sefer, wrote it without a Vav. The Vav got erased. I don't know. There's no Vav. Says the Ramah, then no. Look over here in the Ramah, third line. We'll get up to the rest in a second. V'hodimaytzi anachil, last four words of the line. That which we bring out a new Sefer Torah, davka shenimza toz gomer, only if you find an absolute true mistake. Aval mishum chaseros v'yaseros ein lahoitzi acher. We don't bring out a new Sefer Torah, because of a mistake in a Mali or a Chaser, she'ein Sefer Torah shalonu meduyakim kokach, she'nema she'acheres yiyah yoyzer kosher. How are you going to say the next one's more kosher? This one's not missing any Mali and Chaser? It is. It's different than the Gemara. We don't know. I don't go to Bekinim, but Bechaseris V'Yaseris. So you're going to put away one mistake to bring out another mistake. Doesn't make any sense. So the Ramah brings this Gemara Kiddushin L'maisa, that we don't bring out a new Sefer Torah if you find the mistake, which is just a Malay or a Chaser, and therefore this concept, you see, is accepted by the Ramah, and therefore it's not surprising at all, Taisus Kasher, or the Gilyan of Gemara, and Davdalam Abbez, Davdalam Adalef, that we have a different version in our Torah than L'Toy Tafos or Karnos is the way it appears in the Gemara. What does this mean, though? L'maisa, if we don't have therefore says the Ramah, if you find a mistake about a Malay or a Chaser, don't bother bringing out a new Sefer Torah, because that one's no better. What does that say about our Sifrei Torah? The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Basra over here, Tezvava Med Aleph, what if a Sefer Torah is missing one ois? Not bad. Sefer got most of the letters right. Missing one. Is the Sefer Torah kosher or pasul? Pasul. Says the Gemara in Bava Basra, Tezvava Med Aleph, Desanya Vayom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem Moshe, and this is the end of Parashat Tezoy Sabracha, Moshe Rabbeinu died there, last eight psukim. Efshar Moshe chai because of a yom Hashem Moshe, says Gemara. Could it be Moshe was still alive and he wrote his own obituary? Yasa shav a yom Hashem Moshe. Ela ad kan because of Moshe, mikam ve'ela because of Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah till this point. From here on, the last eight psukim, Yeshua wrote it. Divrei Reb Yehuda va'amri lo Reb Nechemya, amar lo Reb Shimon. Efshar Sefer Torah Chaser Ois Achas. That means when Moshe Rabbeinu finished the Torah, it was missing what? When he was done, he signed out Tam V'Nishlam. What was it missing? A Psukim. His own obituary. That was written by Yeshua. Amar lo Rav Shimon, Efshar Sefer Torah Chaser Ois Achas. Then Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer Torah was not complete. V'Ksiv, but the Pasuk says, V'Koyach Et Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu says earlier in the Pasuk, that you should take this Sefer Torah. He describes it as a Sefer Torah. How can you describe it as a Sefer Torah if it was missing one letter even? Certainly, eight psukim. Puzzle. Ella, therefore, Reb Shimon says, Ad kan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer, Moshe, Omer, V'Kosev. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote his own obituary, wrote about his own death. Mikan ve'elech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omer, Moshe, Kosev, B'demo. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it while crying. The famous machlekes, who wrote the last eight psukim in the Torah? Was it Yeshua or was it Moshe Rabbeinu? Fine. But the Gemara tells us, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted by the Mishnah Brura, it's quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, that a Sefer Torah that's missing one ois is possible. One ois. Already the Sefer Torah is possible. If one letter rubs out, already it's possible. So what's the kasha? Kasha is, one minute, Ana lo b'ki'in b'chaseres v'yaseres, we don't know about vavs, and when it's supposed to have a vav, no vav. So he said, the Rambam says, don't bother bringing out a new Sefer Torah, and we have an argamar, toitofois, karnois, we don't have it like that in our svarim. Fine, no problem. Ana lo b'ki'in b'chaseres v'yaseres. What about our Sefer Torah then? So writes the Shagas Aryeh in Simin Lamed Vav, in Truva Shagas Aryeh, that haste us all of our Sefer Torah, our apostle. That's what he says. That's what Shagas Aryeh says. In our time, most people are not makbid to perform the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's not only because it costs 40 grand. That's one reason. In order to write your own Sefer Torah, you have to be willing to, you know, drop $40,000, $50,000, depending how nice you want it to be, how small you want it to be. But, says the Shagas Aryeh, not only because of that, but also because all of our Sefer Torah are puzzle anyway. We don't tell people this when they, you know, at the Hachnas to Sefer Torah. But the Shagas Aryeh says, all of our Svarim are puzzle because Ana lo b'kinim b'chaseres v'yaseres, we don't know when it's supposed to have a vav, not supposed to have a vav. We're not careful about this. We don't know. We're not knowledgeable. And the Sefer Torah is missing oisachas, is puzzle. That's why the Chassam Sefer also says in the Truvis, we don't make a bracha on Ksiva Sefer Torah. There's no bracha. Hashem Yisham Zeisav Yitzivanu Uvichtov Esatara. I guess for the last letter, I don't know when you would make it before, but you're not done yet, so you have to make it, I guess. I don't even know in theory when you would make it, but arguable when you would make it. But either way, writes the Chassam Sefer, there's no bracha because our Sefer Torah are not kasha. Yeah.
But what about the Gemara mentioning that there was a bracha at some point?
The Gemara never mentions it.
So why do you assume there is a bracha?
Yeah, it's a mitzvah. Why shouldn't there be a bracha? All mitzvahs should have brachas. All the Rishayim always struggle with every mitzvah that we don't make a bracha on, staka, achnasas arachim. They all ask, why don't we make a bracha? So this one's a little easier. I mean, this is a real kasha. Why don't we make a bracha? Mitzvah's a ksiva sefer Torah. So he says, because I have a sefer Torah apostle. Yeah.
I'm just confused as to how they're possibly darshan all these different dinim from. From something that they don't necessarily know about, and they're not Bekiyim, right?
They were obviously Bekiyim.
All our old Torahs, without a doubt, have had these Chaser, Mole, and
maybe it's two traditions. That's one possibility the Ron raises. We have two traditions, and again, this was before the period of the Rishonim. It was after the period of the Gemara, before the period of the Rishonim. If the Gemara has it, it's hard to, I don't know why wouldn't we change our Sifarim to, to correspond to what it says in the Gemara. Yeah. I guess our Messiah is this is the way it's written.
But if we're going to darshan the way that the rabbis learn it, then why
that is odd, but not surprising that we have a different version than the Gemara. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Is it odd that we're darshaning psukim or we're going to accept the drushes?
Yeah, if we accept them, yeah. We accept the Torah.
But it is not surprising. Yeah.
Are there different Sefer Torah? I mean, like in our own culture here that have different.
Sephardim, I think, have different than Ashkenazim, but
I think Mole and Chaser.
I don't know. I think there are different variations, but I don't know.
Also, so if every Torah we have now is possible, why does it make a difference if it's missing, if you found a mistake in the Torah?
So, you're saying, all of them are possible. So the Rush writes, this could also, we'll get back to your point in a second. The Rush writes, famous Rush, in Mesechtes Menachos, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Simon Aleph, the Rush writes, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah nowadays? The Rush says, by writing or buying Sfarim. This is a famous psak from the Rush. So you can fulfill, most of us are makbid on the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Just how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? You don't have to actually literally write or commission to be written a Sefer Torah. How can you fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Is by buying Sfarim, having a Jewish library. that's a big extension or expansion of the mitzvah. Why would you expand the mitzvah in that way? I mean, the Rosh says it's all about learning anyway. So buy a Jewish library, and then you'll the Bar Ilan CD or whatever, and then you'll now have your mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Rosh says it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah. How could that be? So the answer that the Achrayim give is because the Rosh also felt like this. All of our Sefer Torah, either way, are not kosher as a Chefetz of Sefer Torah. Because Anan Lo Bekinim B'Chaseres V'Yaseres. So now all it is about learning Torah. So learning Torah from a Sefer Torah that's Milchus Malei Nechaser is no different than learning Torah from a Jewish library. If that's all that it's about now is learning Torah. Ein Achinami, if you'd be able to write a kosher Sefer Torah, maybe the Rosh would not have said this. Maybe the Rosh would have argued you have to dafka write a Sefer Torah. But now, since the Sefer Torah are not kosher, says the Shagasari, it doesn't make sense to limit it dafka to writing Sefer Torah. We can expand it, at least on a level of the Rabbanon, to other Jewish Sefer. Rav Shach in his Sefer on the Rambam in the Avi Ezri, and Rav Sternbuch quotes like this from Rav Chaim, felt that no, it's dafka male and chaser that paso that don't paso. If it's missing another ois, missing the gimel of Gichon, so then yeah, that would paso the Sefer Torah. A male and a chaser, since it doesn't change the pronunciation is going to be the same. So that doesn't paso the Sefer Torah. That's what the Gemara means. It doesn't mean all of our Sifrei Torah are possible. We have a Messiah about the way that it's supposed to be written. It's not a hodgepodge. This is the way it's been written for generations by us. This is our Messiah. So that's why we don't change based on what it says in the Gemara. Since this is our Messiah about how a Sefer Torah is supposed to be written, so then our Sifrei Torah are kosher according to our Messiah. All the Ramah means is Malay and Chaser. We don't bring out a new Sefer Torah for a Malay and a Chaser because Malay and Chaser doesn't possible the Sefer Torah anyway. Because it's a Moe and Chaser are different than missing another ois. It's a compelling argument. So his argument is, since we have a Messiah about the way our Sefer Torah is supposed to be written, they're all kosher, based on our Messiah. And even though the Ramah says, if you find a mistake in a Moe and a Chaser, you don't bring out a new Sefer Torah, it doesn't mean to say, because all of our Sefer Torah are puzzle. What he means to say, as far as Moe and Chaser goes, you're not going to benefit. But that doesn't mean the Sefer Torah is puzzle. A mistake in a Moe and a Chaser is very different than a mistake in another eyes. Okay, Machlekes, Shagasari, other Achrayim disagree about whether our Sefer Torah are kosher. Even if you hold that the Sefer Torah is puzzle, what does that mean? Like the Shagasari, let's say, all of our Sefer Torah are puzzle, they're missing one eyes. It's supposed to be male, now it's written chaser, it's supposed to be chaser, it's written male. What does that mean? We just, we patted ourselves up Monday, Thursday, you don't have to come. You don't have to come to hear the Sekriya Sater. What are you going to hear from a puzzle laning anyway? Alamdisha late argument. So this puzzle. What's the svarin coming? So either way, that's a mistake and it's wrong because one is yai to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, the mitzvah of the Rabbanon of Kriyas HaTorah, even from Apostle Sefer Torah. That's at least two deos in the Ramah. Writes the Ramah, last line of your Ois Gimel. Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Dal Ubishas Hadchak. She'ein l'tzibo rak sefer Torah apostle. All they have is a sefer Torah apostle. Ve'ein shom mi she'yachal v'saknoi. There's no one there who can fix it. Or let's say it's Shabbos. You can't fix it. Yesh oimrim d'yesh likros boi b'tzibo u'levorech olav. There are some who say, that's the Rambam, that you should make Kriyas HaTorah and make a bracha. Because you can be Yoytze Kriyas HaTorah with a puzzle Sefer Torah. It won't have the same Kedusha Sefer Torah as a regular Sefer Torah, but Kriyas HaTorah is about learning Torah, not about Kedusha Sefer Torah. So therefore, the Rambam's opinion is you can be Yoytze the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah equally with a puzzle Sefer Torah, Lichatchi, we should have a Kosher Sefer Torah, but one could be Yoytze the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah with a puzzle Sefer Torah. But V'yesh Paislim. That's the Ramah quotes a Rashba who disagrees and says you cannot be Yoytze Kriyas HaTorah with Apostle Sefer Torah. So this guy will say, oh, so it's 2 days in the Ramah, whether I have to come to Kriyas HaTorah. No, it's not like that either. Because look back at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says like this, Im Nimsa Tos, worst nightmare, Im Nimsa Tos B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Kriya, Moitzin Sefer Torah Acheres. You bring out, what do? You find a mistake. Anybody ever been in a minion they found a mistake in the Sefer Torah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Never?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's happened to me so many times. Crazy. All right, fine. Umaschilin mimakim. And when I was in Marosh HaKoa, there was a Baal Kore, who was a Rebbe here, who was so, Mamish found a mistake every time he leaned. Every Shabbos, there was a mistake. So if it was, it was a terrible, safe term. But Umaschilin, it's not, there's a camp. What else do you have over there? Umaschilin mimakim, you get the Shiraim that no one else wants. Umaschilin mimakim shenim tzatos. You find the safer Torah, what do you do? You find a mistake, Shishi mistake. What are you doing? Shishi is a chash of aliyah. So what do you do? Maschilin mimokum shenim tzatois. We bring out a new sefer, and where do you begin laning? From Shishi. Umashlimin hakarim ha'oizim shekaru b'muta. You continue and are mashlim, the number of aliyos, from the place that you found the mistake.
Wait, from the beginning of the aliyah or the place you made the mistake?
He seems to fare from the place you found the mistake. You four psukim in, you just butt it, put it away, wrap it up, don't talk, get the next one, here we go. Or from the pasuk where you found the mistake, now we'll go. You don't have to go back and read everything again. You're in the middle of an aliyah, you continue from the place we found the mistake in the Sefer Torah Kosher, then you make a bracha, lacha reha, you make a bracha at the end, after that, the next guy will make a bracha before it. But the Ramah disagrees. He holds not like this. Look, listen to this, Rabbi Isai. Let's say you're in the middle of Shishi, and you're four psukim in, and you find a mistake. You're going to bring out a new Sefer Torah. What do you do with the puzzle one? You just whisk it away, like, we sweep it under the rug, Or do you make a bracha on the Sefer Torah that you found the mistake? Bring out the new one, make a new bracha. What do you do? Writes the Ramah. Im kvar koru imo gimo psukim. You already read three psukim of that aliyah. Ve'efshe lahafzik. You can stop. Poiskin sham. You stop. Mevarech achareha. You make a bracha. The final bracha of the aliyah. On the potel sefer Torah. Umashlimim aminyim b'sefer ha-Torah ha'achah shemaitzien. You continue with the aliyahs with the Sefer Torah Apostle, with the Sefer Torah Kosher. Wow. Says Machlek is between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, whether or not you make a bracha achreina, if you read three psukim, if you didn't read three psukim, you can't do this. But if you read the minimal shir for an aliyah, the person who got that aliyah will make a bracha achreina on the aliyah, on the Sefer Torah Apostle. The Shulchan Aruch says no, it just says bring out the new one, no bracha. Mishnah Berurah has a third opinion, also the opinion of the Grub. But either way, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't make a bracha achrayin on the Sefer Torah Apostle, you don't have to relane all of the aliyahs that you laned already. Let's say you find the Apostle Sefer, psul in the Sefer Torah this week, Parshas Vayei, Kisavai. We have to start laning Bereishis again? A whole year, we're not Yezek Kriyas HaTorah? No. It says no. It says the Shulchan Aruch, you're ready Yotzei. And your Ramah even holds you can make a bracha on the Apostle Sefer Torah. So what do you see? You see from here, even though l'chadchila, we might not paskin like the Rambam, to deliver, knowingly begin laning from a Sefer Torah that we know has a mistake, the gartel's on the outside, even though l'chadchila, we might not start laning from such a Sefer, once we did it already, we seem to paskin that you're Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so the argument is wrong. Even if someone will be aware, knowledge is dangerous. If this Shagas Aryeh, Shagas Aryeh holds that all of our Sifrei Torah apostle, because we don't have them, we don't anan lo b'ki'inim v'chaseres v'yaseres, does not mean that one would be potter from coming to the Kriyas HaTorah. We are definitely Yoytzei, certainly according to the Rambam, but the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, we are Yoytzei Kriyas HaTorah, even though the Sefer Torah is possible, and that's understandable, because Kriyas HaTorah is about learning Torah, not so much about Kedusha Sefer Torah. This is disturbing. I agree with you. Okay, my boy said this could disturb somebody. We can't share this with too many people. This is disturbing. That our Sifrei Torah might be puzzled is highly disturbing. I find it disturbing. But there's something even more disturbing about all this. We haven't even gotten to disturbing yet. Look over here at the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos to Sanhedrin HaMesechta. In the 10th Perek, HaMesechta Sanhedrin, in the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, he collects what is now known as the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna, the 13 principles of faith of the Rambam, that if you don't believe in them, you are labeled as an apikores. So writes the Rambam, you lose, you forfeit your chelek and oilum abo. Writes the Rambam, the eighth ikar in Amunah is what? Vayesoid Hashmini, who Torah min Hashamayim. The Torah comes from Shamayim, was not written by a group, a committee of wise men, divinely inspired, but written by a group of wise men, such to say such a thing as apikorsis. You forfeit your chelek and oilum abo. But who, said the Rambam, not only include, do you have to believe that it's all min Hashamayim, dictated min Hashamayim, Shenamin shekol ha-Torah hazu ha-nimtzeis biyadeinu ha-yoyim, the Torah that we have today, he ha-Torah shenitla l'mayisha v'shehi kula mipi ha-gvura. The Torah we have today is the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Sai, if we're missing Mali and Chaser, I don't know the Kiyinim, but Chaseres v'Yaseres, we've collected numerous times. We have different versions in the Gemara. Taitafos, Karnos, and the Gemara admits it throughout the Batins. I don't know the Kiyinim. We don't know. We're not knowledgeable. It's been lost. But to be Baki, but Chaseres v'Yaseres, how then can the Rambam ask us to believe Be'emuna Shalema that the Torah HaMetzuya Ata B'Yadeinu? How can you believe it? We know it not to be the case, at least with regards to our Sifrei Torah. What's going on? It's a very big problem. Academics love this problem. So the standard approach, which I heard from a Shechter, later I found it in a Sefer of the Shiurim of Weinberg, of Yaakov Weinberg, who was a former Rosh Hashiva in Ner Yisrael, gave his Shiurim on the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah. It was later printed by his Talmidim in a sefer called Evan Shlema, I believe. Yes, but I believe this is also called that. Maybe I'm wrong, but I believe it's called that. It's also printed in English. So Weinberg explains, and Rav Shechter also explained, that the Rambam here does not referring to the Torah Shebichsav. The Rambam is not saying that the written Torah that we have is the same text that was given to, exactly, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. I don't know Bikinim, but Chaseres V'Yaseres. You can't ask us to believe this exact text. The Gemara says, we're not Boki, and Moli and Chaser. When is it supposed to be Moli? When is it supposed to be Chaser? We're not Boki. It's not referring to the Torah Shebichsav. It's much more ambitious than that. It's much more all-encompassing than that. And it's much more meaningful than that. What the Rambam is telling us is that a person must believe that the Torah that we practice was the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended to be practiced when he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Even though the Torah has developed since the time it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. The Rambam in his Perish HaKadamah to the Perish HaMishnayos, the Rambam has a well-known dispute with the Gaonim. How do we have so many machlokes in the Gemara? So many, every page, numerous, full of machlaiksin, every line, certainly every page, many. Machlaiksin, how do we have so much machlaikas if it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu? How did all of this machlaikas develop? So the Ge'onim's opinion is that it developed because of forgetfulness. The Gemara says, the Kevin Shloshim Shu called Tzarkon, since the Talmidei Beis Shammai and Talmidei Beis Hillel were not Mishamish, the Rebbe called Tzarkon, this rabbi machlekes be Yisrael, so we increased level of machlekes because people are not the dedicated talmidim that you people are, not such dedicated talmidim, and therefore they were not mishamish kol tzarkon, and machlekes developed because of loss of mesira, loss of mistakes in transmission. That's the opinion of the Gaonim, and the Rambam says chas v'shalom. The Rambam says no. The reason why we have so much machlekes in the Gemara is because all that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu was, the Torah Shebichsav and the Midah Shetarni Dreshes by him, how to darshan halachos. But now, in darshaning the halachos, there could be different perspectives, different, emphasis. Should we emphasize this or emphasize that? And there's a human element that is involved in the process of developing the Torah, the Torah Shebaal Peh, if you use the Yud Gimel Midos. And over time, the Torah Shebaal Peh develops. And that's how machlekes emerged because different people emphasize different midos she'atarn addresses b'hem over others. You have this over here. This is the teretz to a well-known problem. Yushalmi says Masechtas Peah over here. I gave it to you. Ois Vav. Mikra, Mishneh, Talmud, Vagada. Afilu Masha Talmud Vasek Asa Lahayrais Lefnei Rabbi Kfar Nemer Lemaisher B'Sinai. Everything that every Talmud Chacham would ever say in any shir, in any yeshiva, throughout the millennia, was already revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Famous Yerushalmi and Peah. The problem is, it's Gemara Menachos that seems to imply otherwise. Says the Gemara Masechtas Menachos, also a well-known Gemara, Chavtes and Mebeis. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him to write the Sefer Torah and the crowns that are on top of the letters, Moshe Rabbeinu said, what do you mean, ma'akev al yadcha? Who's making you write all these little crowns with it? You see, with the magnifying the crowns, what crowns? So Amar Lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him there will be a Talmud Chacham in later generations that will learn out, derive tilei tilim shel halachos from these crowns. Reams and reams of halachos. A ream is a stack of paper. Of halachos from these crowns. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, show it to me. So, you know, in the first time warp in the Gemara, Amar lo fun of Ribbono Shel Olam, Hareuli, I want to see it. So, Amar lo, Chazor l'achayrecha. Is it the wrong one? Was it any extra sheet? Yeah. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to stand back, and he, placed him in the shear of Akiva, who and Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting in the eighth row. Yashav b'seif shemon eshuros. Of course, there's high, a lot of significance to that. But this is where the Gemara says, "V'lohayoyodeya mahein oimrin." Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand the shir. Tashash kaykai. He would fit in Akiva, right? Tashash kaykai. Moshe Rabbeinu had a chalishus hadas. How do I not understand the shir? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Came and shegiu adaver echad. Once they got up to something, Amar lo talmid of Rebbe minayin lecha. They asked Rebbe Akiva, "How do you know that's true?" Amar lehen halacha lemoishe misinai nisyash v'daita. They said it's halacha lemoishe misinai. But Moshe Rabbeinu got a shout out, and then Moshe Rabbeinu calmed down. Difficult to understand it that way, but let's assume that's the pashup shot. Okay. So what's going on? Says the Maral is Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand what happened to the Yerushalmi and Peah. Kol Masha Talmud Vosik Asal B'Schadesh was already told to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. I thought Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything. It's Kash of the Maral. Huh? Yeah. Did they? Look at that. See how the Dishmaya. So how could it be? Says the Maral the following. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in potential. The Torah Shabbat Sabbath, the Yugim Omidais. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu with potential, but it has to develop over time. People applying the Yigim Omidos, then the Torah Shebaal Peh continues to grow and continues to develop. That's the pshat, says the Maral in the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu heard halacha l'Moshe miSinai. He got a shout out. V'nisyash v'dai, I tell you, he's such a balgaiva. They're still talking about me. Come on, his legacy. He was concerned with his legacy? No. Says the Maral, the pshat in the Gemara is, Moshe Rabbeinu heard them mention his name, he saw they were still using the system that he was given. It didn't change. He was despondent because he said, this is not what I was given. This can't be based on the principles that I got. Then when they mentioned his name, Halachah Moshe miSinai, he saw that, oh, they're still using my system. This is all the development of the system. And he was impressed. So what then is the Iker and Amun of the Rambam? Not to believe that the Torah Shebichsav that we have is the same Torah Shebichsav that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. No. I don't know Bikini Bechaseros V'Yaseros. The Rambam is telling us so much more in the Eighth Iker and Amunah. We believe that even though the Torah has developed and human beings are involved in the development of the Torah, that does not mean it is in our hands to run it off the rails. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be Mashgiach over that process of the development of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Torah that we're practicing today, with all of the Takanos Dirabbanan, Gzeiros Dirabbanan, all of the Machleiksin, people who have been rejected and accepted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding that process to be la'amito shel Torah. That is based on the Gemara Bava Metzia. This is the source for the Rambam's Ikar and Emuna. Shefta pointed to this Gemara as the source. Because the Gemara says, Shmuel Yachino Asya de Rebbe Hava. Shmuel the doctor, Yachino, that was his name, was the doctor of Rebbe. Have it come, it's star Rebbe Lemismache. Rebbe wanted to give him smicha, not as a, you know, a quid pro quo for being his doctor, but because Shmuel was worthy, as we all know from learning the Gemara. Shmuel was worthy of smicha. So Yehuda HaNasi wanted to give him smicha, but have him estaya milsa. It never worked out. As we know, smicha is a difficult process to be in Eretz Yisrael. It never happened. Amalei, he said to him, Loilit star mar. Shmuel told Rebbe, don't be bitzar. With the di chazali sifra to Adam HaRishon, I saw the book of Adam HaRishon. It says Shmuel in the Sifra of Adam HaRishon, Shmuel will be called a Chacham, not a Rebbe. He will not have smicha. What is this Sifra Shel Adam HaRishon? What is this book of Talmidei Chachamim? Says Rashi, Har'eyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dar Dar V'Sarfrav Dar Dar V'Darshav Dar Dar V'Chachamav. The Sifra of Adam HaRishon was a book of Talmidei Chachamim in every generation who will be the leaders of Torah in that generation. Kadosh Baruch Hu is guiding the process. In every generation, everybody has Bechira Chafshis. You can have a person, you know, do ridiculous things in the Olam of Halacha. You can have people, we have in our time, who distort the Halacha. And we know now it's a distortion. But even if now we wouldn't know it's a distortion, anybody can say whatever they want based on their own Bechira Chafshis, their own, you know, interpretation of the Torah. But over time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides that process to see that those people are relegated to the dustbin of history. And that those who are Mechaven, La'amito shel Torah, their opinion will be accepted. That's what the Rambam means to tell us in the 8th Ikar and Amunah. It's very mean. It's much more ambitious than just the Sefer Torah that we have. It's the same Sefer Torah that's given to Moshe Rabbeinu. No, the Torah that we practice, the Torah Shel Baal Peh, is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended when he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, because he continues to guide the process. So even though I don't know Bekiyin V'chaseres V'yaseres, the toughest, Karnos, that's not a Kasha on the Rambam's 8th Ikar and Emunah. Hey, Rabbi Zayn, you have a question? Okay.
No,
okay. One last Ha'ara, Rabbi Zayn, this Gemara. And that is, where did this word Taitafas come from? What a strange word. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, no, we don't know four batim, you know, four compartments of the Shel Rosh. We don't know that from Taitafas. We know it from the word Taitafas itself, not because it's written Moli, written Chaser. How do we know it? Tat Bekatfi, which is a certain place, a land somewhere. Shtayim means two. Pas, Bafriki, two. And Toitafois is a conjunction of Tas and Pas, Toitafois, which results in 2 plus 2, as we know is 4. That's how we get the four compartments of the Shel Rosh, from the word Toitafois itself, which is a conjunction of two words in foreign languages, Tat and Pas, from Katfi and Afriki. This is also extremely troubling. First of all, how we're borrowing words in the Torah. And there are other foreign words in the Torah. There's Yagar B'Sadusa, which appears in, which is Aramaic. Or we have, where else do we have? The Ibn Ezra writes, Chartume Mitzrayim. What is the word Chartumim? He says that was an Egyptian word. Chartume Mitzrayim. Not a Hebrew word. The Torah Tamima, you know, slightly controversial, Torah Tamima has a sefer. Torah Tamima collects all of the drushes of Chazal on the different psukim. It's a fantastic work. Some say he plagiarized it, but it's a fantastic work where he collects the different mamarim of Chazal within a, you know, with a certain limit, meaning he doesn't collect everything. Torah Shleima or Menachem Kasha, you might see it downstairs, 30 volumes. He collects everything. But the Torah Tamima has, you know, the basic sources of Chazal in every pasuk, and then in the footnotes he explains the drasha. So if he has a vart on the pasuk, I'll tell you his vart. So the Torah Tamima has a sefer on Chumash besides the Torah Tamima called Tosefes Bracha, which is his own idea. It's not just collecting mamarim of Chazal. So in the Tosefes Bracha on Parshas is maybe it's also Vayetze. Parshas Vayetze, No. Earlier. When Eliezer goes to find the wife for Yitzchak, it told us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu complains to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Uven Mesek Beisi Damesek, Hu Damesek Eliezer. Oh, and the person who takes care of my house, Hu Damesek Eliezer. All I have is this guy. You promised me that I'll have, you know, my children will be like the stars. All I have is this guy over here. Lemelo, Eliezer, Damesek Eliezer. Who? What is Damesek? What does that mean? Pasha Taich is he was from Damascus. Eliezer of Damascus, in the city of Damascus, must have already existed at that time. Chazal Darshan and the Gemara in Erevin, Doyle Umashke Mitaras Rabba Lacherim. It's an acronym. Damesek is Doyle Umashke, that he would serve and give to drink from the Torah of his Rebbe. What a faithful servant. Whatever Avraham Avinu said, he gave and he poured the drink to the Talmidim to listen to. Well, what a nice compliment. Damesek Eliezer. Writes the Torah to Mima, no. Damesek is a derivative of a word that already previously existed in other languages, which was a domestic. He was a servant. That's what it meant. A domesticated person, meaning he was someone who served in the house. And Damesek was a takeoff on that. Here, there, maybe, one could argue, words from other languages. How did this creep into the Torah? Why did we need it? But even more bothersome than all of that is the Medrash Rabbah Bereishis comments on the Pasuk all the way at the beginning of the Torah. L'zayis yikarei isha ki me'ish lukacha zayis. Why should you call Chava isha? Wait, copycat. Avraham Avinu is an ish. So you have to give her own name. What does she have to call? Isha, derivative from Ish. No, Kimei Ish Lukach Azai. She was created from the tzela of Avram of Adam Arishan. She was created from his rib. So therefore, she's described as Isha because she is derived from Ish. 1 minute. If you're making a play on words, was her name really Isha? I mean, she also was called Chava. But it says, Azoisi Kare Isha. She should be called Isha. Kimei Ish Lukach Azai. Which means you're making a play on words already at the creation of the world. Mikan says the Gemara Shenitna Torah B'Lashon HaKadosh. First of all, you see from here that the Torah was given B'Lashon HaKadosh, otherwise you couldn't make this play on words. Isha from Ish must be that the Torah was given B'Lashon HaKadosh. But then the Medrash goes on that Kach Nivra Ha'olam B'Lashon HaKadosh. The world must have been created B'Lashon HaKadosh. How do we know? Because you're making a play on words. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, The Abar Ben El writes in his Parash on Parashas Bereishis, how did Adam HaRishon know how to speak language? I mean, how did he have this? A language is something that's formed, that we're taught. Who taught Lashon HaKadosh to Adam HaRishon? So writes the Abar Ben El, it was an inborn, innate ability. One of the nisim of creation is Adam HaRishon was born with this ability to speak Lashon HaKadosh. The Barbanel says. Okay, so Rabbi, we have a problem over here. We now move from intro to Bible to Hebrew. We have a problem over here. This is my rebuttal to the whole of Yeshiva Kalam. So, how do we have this over here? How do we have that other words got introduced from other languages into Lashon HaKadosh? The world was created by Lashon HaKadosh. That was the first language. That's what the Midrash says over here. So academics love this because they say, no, Hebrew developed, if you go to the Israel Bible Lands Museum, Hebrew developed from other pre-Semitic languages, from like Akkadian and Ugarit, if you ever paid attention, by the way, that's what they say. Mm-hmm. From Akkadian, whenever I heard Akkadian and I was your age, I tuned out, I'm like, oh. But Akkadian, Ugaritic, it all is derived from these type of other languages, and Hebrew developed from these other languages, and therefore they're borrowed meanings, and they can they interpret from this language to this language, what word means in Lashon HaKadosh. But Chazal say that the Torah was created by Lashon HaKadosh. It didn't derive from other Lashonos. They have no proof of that. I mean, that's their assumption. But how could it be? We have a tradition that the world was created by Lashon HaKadosh. How then do we have these other words in our tradition? Even more bothersome is, just to add to the to those points that are concerning, is the Sefer Kuzari writes, Yehuda Levi, that one of the great milos of Lashon HaKadosh, perhaps a third perspective as to why Lashon HaKadosh is called Lashon HaKadosh. Why is Lashon HaKadosh called Lashon HaKadosh? So holy. Everyone knows the Rambam in the Mara Nevuchim says, because there are no bad words in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, Baruch Hashem, they've overcome that obstacle, and we have bad words in Lashon HaKodesh. But in the real Lashon HaKodesh, let's call that, in the nuclear Lashon HaKodesh, there were no bad words. Says the Rambam, no. It was such a Lashon Nekiya. That's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. The Ramban in Parashas Kisisa writes, no, it's called Lashon HaKodesh in his commentary on Parashas Kisisa on the Pasuk, that you should give a machitzis ha-shekel mi-shekel ha-kodesh. You should give half a shekel from the holy shekel. So says the Ramban, why is the shekel so holy? What's holy about the shekel? The Ramban says, it's holy because it's used for the mitzvah of machitzis ha-shekel. Anything that's used for a mitzvah becomes holy. Machitzis ha-shekel mi-shekel ha-kodesh, from the holy shekel, because since you're using it for the mitzvah, machitzis ha-shekel, that makes it holy. Says the Ramban, similar to Lashon HaKodesh. Why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? Because that is the language of Torah. In fact, Yushalmi Masechta the Sukkah refers to Lashon HaKodesh not as Lashon HaKodesh, but Lashon HaTorah. It's the language in which Torah was given, the native language of Torah. If you want, even out of Yom HaZeh, with all of the translations and all of the upanim that we have, that you cannot learn Torah unless a person is, in an initiated fashion, unless a person is understands certain measure of Lashon HaKodesh. The Ravid is actually quoted, this is a believe it or not, I mean, the Ravid is quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes in Brachas and Daf Yud Gimel that says, you're not yoytzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you learn in another language. Wow, Ravid. That's a striking. Also disturbing in another way. But either way, that's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh, says the Ramban, because it's a kli, it's a hachana for learning Torah. You need it in order to learn Torah. Parenthetically, I would add then that we should teach children Lashon HaKodesh with that intention in mind, that it should be used not to read modern Hebrew literature, it should be used, and that's how we should teach them, are from texts of Torah. Because the whole mitzvah, if there is a mitzvah of learning Lashon HaKodesh, is a preparatory mitzvah, hachana le-mitzvah, of limud ha-Torah. That's why the Ramban says it's called Lashon HaKodesh. That's where the holiness of Lashon HaKodesh stems from, is from the fact that it's used for learning Torah. So that should be the texts that are used for teaching Lashon HaKodesh, not modern Hebrew poetry. Yes?
What about Gemara?
It's in Aramaic. Shmuz for another time. Okay? No, seriously, we could talk about it, but it'll take us way. We're ready, of course, it'll take us further. Says the Kuzari, no, you know why it's called Lashon HaKodesh? Because there's not missing any word. You have the entire spectrum of language encompassed within Lashon HaKodesh. We're not wanting for anything. Look, says the Sefer Kuzari, we needed to describe the different parts of the Mishkan. No problem, we have words for everything. Mishkan, Eifod, Choshen. We have names for everything. That's what he says. That's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. Really? But yet, Toi Tafais, Char Tumei Mitzrayim, what's going on? Did we introduce words from another language? So number one problem, the world was created for Lashon HaKodesh. Number two, the Kuzari said it's Lashon HaKodesh because we don't need words from other languages. This is very, very disturbing. So writes the Mizrahi the following. Lashon HaKodesh was the first language, says Chazal. The world was created by Lashon HaKodesh. Everything else developed from Lashon HaKodesh. That's what it says. That's what Medrash says. Not like others say. Writes the Mizrahi. There's a sefer on Sanhedrin. You should be familiar with it. Called the Margolius Hayam. You might have seen it around. It's by Rafaim Zalman Margolius. He was a banker, actually. So he has a collection of different famous comments in Masechta Sanhedrin. So he quotes this. Mizrahi, I gave it to you, but he quotes it over here. Magalias Hayam on Sanhedrin. Says the Mizrahi, who said it's their word? No, it's our word. Hare bekama mekayma samchus l'shoinenu ha-kodesh b'l'shoines nachrius. Sometimes they rely our word of Lashon HaKodesh, they compare it to Lashon Nachrius. But says the Mizrahi, Man Leimalon, again this is from the period of the Rishonim, Man Leimalon, Shul Shoneinu Lachumeyem, V'loya Epech. Who's to say it's their word and not our word? Meaning it's really an experience of Ephraim Zalman Margolius more. It's our word, Rabbi Isai. This is ours. We wanted to explain to people what does it mean. So we say you might be familiar from the Lashon Afriki with the word pas. Oh, that's what it means. Like Rashi sometimes does. Belaz, it's this. Because in those, people were more familiar with Laz, with old French. So too, the Gemara is saying, Belashon Afriki pas doesn't mean it was an African word that we then integrated into Lashon HaKodesh. No. This is our word, which was later spread out. Lashon HaKodesh was the language with which the world was created. All other languages emerged from that. And there are still remnants of Lashon HaKodesh in other languages, because that's where it all stemmed from. One of those remnants is, says the Gemara, pas. You know that word Tartuffus we have? Pas is still Belashon Afriki, means too, that's from us. Or Tat, Bekatfi, that's from us. Or Chayr Tumei Mitzrayim. They took that word and used it in Egyptian. Now, Ibn Ezra probably meant that there was an Egyptian word that we took. No, it was here. And then there are remnants of Lashon HaKodesh elsewhere in other languages. It doesn't mean that the other languages preceded Lashon HaKodesh. The Medrash says that the world was created by Lashon HaKodesh. What it means is that the other Lashonis expanded, evolved from Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore there are remnants of other languages in Lashon HaKodesh. When the Gemara says that Lashon Afriki, it means two, that means that that's a remnant, a shirayim, from its beginnings, where it started, Lashon Afriki started as part of Lashon HaKodesh. One final comment is, with regards to modern Hebrew, nowadays, or even in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, despite the comment of the Kuzari that Lashon HaKodesh is not wanting for anything, we have the entire spectrum of human articulation is included within our language, we do introduce words from other languages. We do. The Tiferes Yisrael writes in Masechtas Pesachim, Chazal, Kain, Dark, and B'Kodesh, Kishekiblu, Milo, Yevonis, L'Soich, L'Shoineinu, says the Tiferes Yisrael, we do include in the Gemara, and the Mishnaic Hebrew, we include words from other languages, clearly. We have integrated them to be part of Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, though, the way that we do it is always, we convert the word. St. Petersburg, we call Petersburg. Vilnius, we call Vilna. We have our names for every town in Europe. You'll never be able to find the town based on the way it's been described to you, because they had a different name for it. We called it our own thing, they called it something else. That was done deliberately. Also, the other words that were integrated into the Mishnaic Hebrew, we converted them, and we call them based on our thing, because it was integrated as part of the natural evolution of language. That's why it is somewhat also concerning when Ben Yehuda revived Lashon HaKodesh, Hebrew, and if you're familiar with how Lashon HaKodesh, Hebrew, modern Hebrew developed, so Ben Yehuda created his own dictionary. The problem was the language was not a spoken language for many years, many, many years, if ever. So Ben Yehuda took it and tried to make it into a spoken language. The problem is there were vocabulary was just missing. There was certain, what would you call tomato? No, we don't have a word in Gemara for tomato. So what do you call a tomato? So he made up a word for tomato. His word was not actually accepted. We call it something else. But he had his own word, for different things, and he wrote a dictionary where he introduced his own words with an agenda, clearly, as the pre-Zionists, in order to create a Medina where Lashon HaKodesh was the spoken language. So the Satmar Rebbe was famous, wrote a sefer called Vayoyel Moshe, where he has his Maimer Lashon HaKodesh, where the Satmar Rebbe argues, well, that's not Lashon HaKodesh anymore. You corrupted the language. Why? If you add words as part of the natural development of a language, once in a while you adopt a word. In English, we adopt a word, we adopt Google, we adopt this, Over time, we adopt different words. They have the word of the year that becomes the new word. That's the normal evolution of language. But to stoop in, 3,500 new words, can you even call it Lashon HaKodesh anymore? So Satmar Rebbe argued, he said, you can't even call that Lashon HaKodesh. It's Hebrew, but not Lashon HaKodesh. It lost. That's not the natural development of language. You take a word and then you integrate it slowly, you convert it. Here you deliberately change language. So he said that already is not the natural evolution of language. He says perhaps that would not be considered to be Lashon HaKodesh anymore, because you changed, overran the original language. So that's, an argument for another time. But either way, we do clearly add words, but what Chazal mean over here perhaps, that's why the Margolius Hayam argues, is not that this is an African word that was included later into Lashon HaKodesh, because Lashon HaKodesh developed from African or some proto-Semitic language. No, the word world was created, B'Lashon HaKadosh, as the Medrash tells us, and we're just evoking the African, word in order to somehow perhaps lend meaning to what it means in Lashon HaKadosh. Okay, Shkai Chavon. Tomorrow I have Chazar, Amin Tashem.